Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Okay, so it's the second hour of the show. We've got a drive moment. It's a very interesting one. This one needs balance. So the question is, do our jobs have more influence over us than our partners do? So there's a guy, we've got a clip, né? Do you want to play the clip first? Okay.
Having a wife that works for somebody else, that means somebody can pick up the phone and tell your wife to be somewhere, which means they have more control and more influence over your wife than you do. I wouldn't like that at all, which is why I told my wife, you don't need to work. My wife can go if she wants to go. She's not going to go because she has to go. She's not going to go because you told her to go. You're not going to have that much power or influence over my wife, period.
So I love it how he uses the word influence, right? Influence for me in this case, in this context, just sounds like power or over-controlling or controlling someone, right?
Yeah.
Right? Because then you have an issue that the boss calls your wife and your wife jumps immediately. When the boss calls and says, listen, can you do whatever for me, or can you go wherever? Whereas when your partner asks you to do something for them, you may not take it seriously.
Yeah.
And you understand?
I absolutely understand. And I think this is where I love the fact that we have different standards. We have different principles.
Yeah.
Because if we were to go by this guy's principles, no woman would be working because they have bosses to answer to. Mm. Whether they're male or female, they would have... Unless it's your own company, somebody's calling the shots.
Yeah.
It's your own company.
But then, on the flip side, how should a woman feel when her husband is being called by the boss?
Exactly.
To so come and lock the office.
It's really an impossible standard
you feel
to
me?
Have. It's an impossible standard to have. And it goes again, you know, sometimes it really even edges on that thing of ownership, controlling of the other human.
Yeah.
You know, to say, I know. Uwakawena. So how lewaga? Uto champelana.
Yeah.
You're not going to be jumping for some stranger we don't know for you to make them rich. No, you will jump for into someone that are important for our family unit. And unfortunately, it's unrealistic in the times that we live in.
So I threw Andy a curveball, right?
Mm-hmm.
With this one, because there's this part here that says, for example, if your partner asks you to help them with something, it's easy to debate and say no. But when your boss asks you to do something, it's a non-negotiable and you're obligated to do it. But then I'm like, but you know that your husband will always, chances are, he'll always be loyal to you. Your boss is at work. If you get sick today, they'll give you flowers and they'll forget about you and find... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also at the same time, is this is what you do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
In order for the family to survive...
There's no cheddar in the house. If I do not abide by this contract, there's no cheddar in the house. And you're right, Len. Sometimes we abuse the privilege of knowing that that person will always be there for me. So you then service other people that you know you are dispensable.
Right.
And then at home, you're indispensable. People feel like they can't go on without you. But when you're at work, you feel like, yo, if I don't get to Kaya today, the whole Kaya will close. No, man. Kaya, Skumba is not at work today.
Yeah.
It's Drive 959 not happening.
Yeah.
It's happening.
You and me are not here. KG will do the show.
KG will do the show.
And Pila.
There's a week I'm not going to be here.
Yeah.
Skumba will do the show.
Mm.
It's live.
It's tricky, eh?
But
it's
a delicate balance. It's a delicate balance for your spouse or your partner not to feel insecure or feel like you're putting work in front of them. I mean, we've seen them. Women that are up for partnerships in accounting or law firms, you'll hear their husbands saying, you are now at work all the time. You don't spend any time with us. You don't jump for us. Everything stops.
Yeah.
Delicate balance.
I know of women in the past who were even scared to further their studies or get promotion at work, because then it means they'll earn more money. And you have, here you are, you are married to someone who's very jealous and insecure.
Guys,
anytime. Even if you make more money than me, I don't give a damn.
Hey, let's be honest.
I don't give a damn.
Your guy's ego is so fragile.
It is.
My word.
It is.
We constantly.
Even if you earn more money, as long as there's respect.
Absolutely.
You know, as long as there's respect for me, There's no issues. Okay, family, that's what we're talking about today. Drop us a WhatsApp, a voice note. Khomosa doesn't want to give you the number. I will give you the number. 0636880959. That's the topic for today. Do our jobs have more influence over us than our partners do? Okay, now let me do Skumba's job again.
Yeah.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
We got voice notes. Our topic for today: do our jobs have more influence over us than our partners do?
Babona, today I had a very uncomfortable conversation with my boss, and I was telling my boss, "Hore, I have a team that reports to me, and the team that reports to me will report to me. I report to you. So, ke kopa skaratellana." It was a tough one. So, what you guys are saying about family and work? Botswana. If I do not negotiate when it comes to my husband, then why must I negotiate when it comes to Musebetsi? You're not my boss knows. By the way, I've only been there for 11 months. I already have a written warning. Like, things are bad. What?
you're my favorite. Yeah. She can negotiate. She can negotiate at home. She doesn't see why she can't negotiate at work.
Yeah, which is fair, because you will always negotiate at home, right? But I thought the other one would trump the other.
I'll have an issue with the boss calling at late at night.
Why?
Are busy, Pella. Family busy. We're watching TV.
What if your wife is in IT? IT is like a doctor. No. You are on call 24/7.
Come to the office.
Come midnight.
Better come to the office.
Computers have crashed. Kaya is off air. Come.
You might be reading the news, for example.
Yes.
And the computer just crashes.
Oh, yes.
You read news at midnight. Go TV when?
Yes.
24-hour news channels.
You're busy preparing your partners here on air. You guys are clever. Drive moment. Do our jobs have more influence over us than our partners do? I can even add things like, could this cause our partners to feel neglected? Do we sometimes get so caught up in our jobs that we don't show our partners the same undivided attention and anticipation that we show our work? We know we're getting paid, but we're just asking these questions. Are you not going to ask me a question?
Who do we have on the line there, Lindsay?
We've got Yolande from Boxbeck.
Yolande, how you doing, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you, Khumbuzo?
All right, thank you. So tell us.
You can greet me, you know.
Oh, hello, Greg.
I know he's forgettable, I know. Do our jobs have more influence over us than our partners do?
Look, for me, it's like a priorities thing, right? Mm-hmm. It depends on what a person wants. So you want to chase a career. But what I've actually also noticed is that, like, because of the way that society is, the makeup of it, you find that even if you don't get a job, either way, you still have a boss, because for some reason, people want to control their partners. And I don't know why. And I think maybe it's got to do with what you said about insecurities and things like that. So I think that even if, let's say, for example, I were to decide that I'm not going to give my job that much authority over me, but I'll have, like, a partner who's going to be now my boss or my just totalitarian that I now need to adhere to. So I think it's a little bit tricky, because people will, you need to be safe that, yeah, you know you can look after yourself and not be domineered because I'm not my ally. Whereas also at the same time, you also need to be mindful of the fact that, do I make my family suffer or my household suffer because bangfuna go talk of su to go and sort out something, as you said, at Kaya.
Yeah.
So I think it's a priorities thing more than anything.
Yeah. Fantastic. But yeah, I think it's also even better if your partner has issues with it, right? He must not come with that attitude of bullying you and controlling you, but have a proper conversation.
I'm a little concerned. Address his concern.
Do you know what I mean? Yes, so that, there's no drama at the end of the day. So
You've got another call online, Glenn. Thank you so much, Yolande.
Thank you, Yolande. Let's go to Temba in Everton. Hey, Temba.
Hi, Glenn. How are you, Homoto?
Hey, I'm writing you, Temba.
Oh, you're greeting here, but they did not greet me the last time. Anyway, welcome.
Do our jobs have more influence over us than our partners, Temba?
Yes, unfortunately, they do. Right? If I were to goes to the extent of even making examples. When we get frustrated at work, we often take that with to our household and everything like that. You find our partners even inheriting beefs at the office and everything like that. It goes as far as, you know, your partners even know that once they see your boss calling or whatever, they know that now you have to start working. Mm. And you find that it is late in the evening, you no longer have enough time to spend. But it's all about the money at the end of the day. Because when you're at the bottom of the barrel, you unfortunately cannot just switch off your phone, you know.
Yeah.
But if you're up there, you can like tell them that I cannot take calls after five or whatever the case may be, and everyone will be okay with it. But if you're at the bottom of the barrel, you unfortunately cannot do that, you know. So like our work does have an impact more than our partners, unfortunately.
You know, can I throw a spin in the works? When,
please do.
Glenn and Temba. So are you more pleasurable, though, at work? Are you a nicer person at work, a happier person at work, and your partner at home gets all the scraps because you've been happy all throughout the day? What would I say as wrong, Moshong? Then Glenn Hafita ko hai ki hoho. Because the happy pills I have ran out. Because I think that is also part of the neglect, even beyond the attention, yeah, minute by minute comparison.
Yeah. So we've had cases whereby, like examples were made, a man died and then his colleagues came to his funeral and everything. When they were reading the eulogy and everything, the description that the colleagues had is not what the family has. You know, he was described. It was like they were describing someone else.
Ooh.
So it does happen that, you know, I'm at work, I'm more happier at work, or I'm more happier at home. It's a bit of both, basically. But at the end of the day, our work shouldn't take priority, because once you die, you're in trouble with them, your opportunity gets, like your title, your job gets on the line, it gets advertised the next day, while you were busy, you know, pushing your partner away, the kids, and neglecting some of your duties, breaking your back, only for them to discard you. Because at the end of the day, we all are dispensable, you know, at work. But at home, abantwana still need their father. Umamindini still needs their son. Umfazi udingindoda yakhe. But now after the money and everything, it's really an unfortunate thing. But it is what it is.
Thank you so much, Temba. Thank you.
Good point.
With me and my partner, like, we are forever fighting because we'll be planning things. Then he'll be like, oh, now I have to go to Free State. He's working for this ticket company. So whenever they're organizing like events, like, we are humble guy. He goes. Even said, but you know what? I'm on U7s. We have a job because it's not working.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Unfortunately, I'm not married to a man who supports me being a housewife due to the responsibilities that we have. So I'm working, but I would love to be a stay-at-home mom and, you know, be taken care of. I don't want to be reporting to anyone. I don't want to be told you can't have a leave or, you know, be given that allowance. But yeah, as Khomotsa says, in this day and age, unfortunately, there's kids. We have to eat. We need to survive. So if I had it my way, I would be a housewife. And my husband would definitely, you know, call the shots.
I used to have an irritating female manager. By that time, the ex-partner, you mustn't bring in the conversation. By that time, you're so irritated. You're so angry. Ari, don't talk about your work. Yo, this is me trying to survive and breathe at home. You're saying to me, I mustn't bring stress in a car. Yeah.
Sure, this is a tough time. We could have gone on for 3 hours with this one. It's really, really a tough
Yeah. Actually, just yesterday you were saying, Wana, you'd love to stay at home.
Oh, absolutely. Guys, Winnie Mandela didn't die for this, guys.
That time you don't even have a job.
No, I give up on Bogoto, guys. No, thanks.
You know, my job doesn't. It doesn't have a toll on whatever there is that I'm doing. But like Glenn said a couple of minutes ago, that if you have a woman that earns money or more money than you, I think it's a plus. You know, I think it's rare, but I wouldn't mind. Actually, you know, in this economy, so, but yeah, my job doesn't, because I'm an entrepreneur myself. I don't like to think of it as a job.
Imagine only tourist guide 7, 14 or 21 days away from home. So how do you work that out?
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.